Greetings in the name of the Most High. Yes, the topic is China. China has successfully won World War III with the COVID attack. And I've been watching the news clips in out of Hong Kong the last couple of days. And they're all celebrating like we did after World War II with, like, parades and, you know what I mean, in the news media and all that. All the, you know, they're opening all the factories. They're at full tilt now. They've surpassed us in GDP, I believe. So that goal was met. And then the other goal is to wipe out America in 2 years, which they feel they've done already with the COVID attack, the COVID strike. All around the world, the news media is giving China the win for, you know, turning the USA, you know, defeating the U.S., destroying the U.S. in the World War, and turning America into slaves, which, of course, we have been, you know, that's accurate. We are slaves at this point. And, you know, you may not want to be one, then you'll have to get out and take a risk, you know, take your mask off and, you know, get arrested and do all that. If there's no other way. The police state's run by the U.N. in China, so... So anyway, that was the big goal, to defeat the U.S., and it's done. The U.S. is defeated. The lockdowns here will never end. China is wide open movie theater. I checked all the movie theaters, the times that you could go, the restaurants, the hotels, airplane travel, everything you could imagine, including factory starts. And the factories are opening up at a breakneck pace to take up the... to take the number one position in manufacturing, you know, back away from what Trump was trying to do in the U.S., which was build up the manufacturing in the U.S. and not rely on China so much. And so they've taken that back as well. They've defeated Trump in manufacturing and economy. They've defeated Trump in, politically in terms of, giving a context for this, the fraud, the election fraud, using COVID during the fraud to keep the lockdowns going during the election to justify the cheating, the mail-in ballots and all that. So they've quarterbacked that one as well. And you know, the thing that really is amazing to me, I mean, it's so frustrating because nobody here knows what's going on. They don't realize that the governor of New Mexico is keeping them locked down for China because we lost the war. And they don't even know there was a war. They don't even know. The true enemy, as I've always said from the very beginning, I've told you, is China. Other people argued Russia, the Great Bear, and all that. I kept saying China way back in 2004. That's when I began, when I had a vision that the Chinese had replaced the Americans, which is the goal. The goal is not just to conquer America, but to replace the Americans as they die off. Do you know the birth rates? Another big win for China, okay, is this one. The birth rates have gone down 50% in America due to the lockdowns, which is a huge win for China, okay? And because that's the whole idea, is through attrition, low birth rates, and just regular death, and, of course, the fake COVID, which is all completely 100% fake. It's a cold virus or whatever that most people, you know, survive, and, you know, the old people, you know, tend to die from pneumonia and things like that, whether it be the flu season, the cold season, the COVID season, whatever. And the death rates are about the same as they were. John Hopkins put that report out. The death rates were about the same. And then they banned it and said, no, we have 300,000 excess deaths per year. No, we do not. We have about the same amount. They're saying the excess deaths are because there were other deaths not recorded. So when you say it's the same, you're wrong. No, they're the same. The exact same death rates as last year we have this year. So there is, the whole thing is a hoax. And they beat us, they beat Europe as well to set up the Great Reset. So you've got Klaus Schwab, them, the UN, quarterbacking together to bring in this world order. And America is no more. There is no America in the future. There's no America in Bible prophecy either. Some people might argue that, but I just don't see it. You know, it's like I get the idea that America was conquered at the end of, you know, when as the Book of Revelation continues on into the mark of the beast and so forth. It looks to me like whatever was there was conquered, you know, like in the book of Daniel, how we have all these the great China, the great king going forth to conquer, and you know, overtaking the God, you know, the once God fearing, the once Jesus acknowledging nation of America that went totally, you know, went completely down the tubes morally, to the extent where. You know what they're doing here in New Mexico? Now, the films we make here in New Mexico are all Chinese, basically. And a lot of people don't want to believe that, but all the Chinese are running the, you know, like we looked at a film from Universal called Freaky with Vince Vaughn in it, you know, a horror film from Blumhouse, who just cranks out these lousy, superficial, second-rate horror films for Universal, which was a big purveyor of horror films in the past. So Blum is doing it for Universal, and I'm sure he's worth $1 billion by now. That's a guy that started out with Paranormal, remember? Paranormal. See, this is all leading into my next podcast, which is going to be more about, you know, movies and the unfairness of the studio system being run by China, and the brainwashing the people here to understand they've been conquered, and Universal will be at the head of it, and Paramount will be at the head of it, and all that stuff there. So the indie filmmakers out there, the documentary makers, you know, the independent fiction filmmakers like us and other people, you know, the idea is to squeeze us out, make sure there's no attempt, no access to financing, no access to anything. And then the regulations have stepped up. You know what they're doing here? They have sensitivity people on set now because of the Me Too movement. So when there's a sex scene in a movie, I don't know that anybody even hears what I'm saying, you know. I sent this article to Larry. I hope you read it. Anyway, so when there's a sex scene or any kind of scene that's going on that involves intimacy, they have monitors there to make sure it goes right. This is right out of Stasi. This is right out of the Communist Playbook. This is right out of the propagandist Bible. I don't see how you guys can stand it, can you? Really? Can keep on like this? While you're dead, and deader 2 years from now, you're dead. Your kids are dead. You're dead. You're all dead. Or you got any fight left in you? Now, you know, I mean, the first thing to do is not let their propaganda intimidate you. You know, I mean, yeah, they're saying they won, and they're basically throwing confetti right now. And you should just Google, don't even Google, go to DuckDuckGo, and duck, you know, put in there, China celebrates win over USA in COVID. And you'll get everything you need to know about how China has basically won the war. Now, they were claiming that months ago, and I tried to tell people, hey, they're claiming that COVID was a weapon and that they won the war. And that other people, other news agencies and outlets down in South America and other places, you know, and some communist news agencies, you know, Venezuela and so forth, were saying that China conquered the world order without firing a shot, and they win. Kudos. And just yesterday, I'm reading an article in the Epoch Times that says basically the Chinese, you know, COVID weapon and the use of it and the propaganda surrounding it was a masterstroke because all these people have voluntarily locked down into prison and destroyed their economies. China is wide open. They're the beneficiary. They get the economy. They are the ruler. Now, why did you do that? Why did you people do that? I tell you, I should say, why did we do that? Because I'm just as much there with you. I did it too. We all did it. I was hoping that this COVID thing would die down and things would get back to normal. I didn't want to see it as a war because I had friends that don't want to see it that way. But now I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to tell my friends, here's what happened. You got conquered. Now you can cope underneath that being conquered, but the truth is, and you guys better accept the truth and not prevaricate, the truth is you were conquered, and that's why they have the right to lock you down. because they won. And they won with COVID. And I'm sorry, but that's basically the news today. And, you know, you can do the best you can. I see this shitty movie with Vince Vaughn in it called Freaky. And I know it's shit because, you know, the most of the films they crank out are shit. And no interest in it. I see it on all these theaters that are open. There may be 800 theaters. They have a list of all of them where it's playing. So it plays for 2 weeks in the theaters so they can get the price up on the VOD. That's the scam. Nobody goes to the movie. Nobody goes to the theaters. Maybe, you know, maybe in some urban areas people go and play the game. But basically Texas, Missouri, Kansas, South Dakota, North Dakota, you know, Wyoming, Miami, in Mexico as well, and you know, and around the areas that are open, those they're going to be in the theaters, and the advertising is basically on the internet through Google Ads, big spread, you know, big website spread, and it's all over the place. But again, people are locked down. People are afraid to go to the movie theaters. Is my point. They don't go. And I've been looking at the stats lately, and I realize they don't go. That's why I see some companies have pulled out of that theatrical thing, because people aren't going, they're not making the money they did when it was more optimistic before the second lockdown. And that's fact. We don't deal in lies here. We don't deal in what we wish it would be. We deal in truth. Okay? Period. And it may not be what Americans want to hear. And, you know, and then I say, shut your ears. It has to be said from here, from the Zev Report, it has to be said that China has won World War III and America is under slavery at this point. And so we're begging and asking if they'll open up and let us go to a restaurant, open up the theaters so we can put our film in the theaters and things like that. It's sad that people don't have more integrity than that. You don't ask permission to have your business. You are in a free country. You don't ask permission from these people, these losers who have bowed down to China. You live in a free country. You know, may I please have some more, sir? You know, and so the propaganda in the next 2 years is going to be to enhance the slavery, down the birth rates. And then my prophecy from, I'll call it a vision, from 2004, which none of us ever forgot, was the Chinese will replace the Americans in major cities, which is why they're teaching Mandarin up in Detroit. Because I wondered why that was 10 years ago. And it's because the big overall plan is for the Chinese to move into America. And, you know, they won, so they you know, to the victor goes the spoils. And the people here will be displaced. Some, unfortunately, like, you know, like the homeless here, they're rounding up and put them in shelters, right, quote, unquote. You know? And so I think this has something, you know, to do with all of us. And I do believe that, you know, if you guys want to, you know, fight back, which, you know, the saddest thing for me is how Trump never really retaliated against China. And I know the military. He had no military command because they disobeyed him, and the chain of command was broken with Trump due to traitors, and he couldn't do anything about it because it would make him look weak. That's probably the saddest thing that I've seen. You know, the inability to retaliate because they all sold out to China behind his back. You see, they all sold out to China. Hollywood sold out. DC, everybody. China's been very busy, you know, buying politicians and then launching the COVID, then having all these governors. They're already trained. Do you know what they're doing right now? They're ginning up the contact tracing's not quite ready to go, but that's going to be, you know, brought up and ready along with checkpoints on the interstates so that there'll be contact tracing and checkpoints that you have to clear if you want to go do interstate travel. And so that's assuming don't you understand? No, the real point of that is assuming. That's assuming. You know, that's a very cynical view that COVID will still be here 2 years from now and forever. And it's the greatest gambit in the history of military science. It's the greatest victory the world has ever seen. And it's the greatest defeat the world has ever known in the United States, defeat. And I'm not speaking defeat, I'm reporting defeat. If you guys want to win, then yeah, take action, please. Now would be a good time. You know, sitting there being a victim and worrying about it and getting upset about it will not help you. Action will. Okay, that's the sad state of the world right now, and our world, you know. I think the first thing we need to do as Americans is really accept the defeat. You know, it's a sad thing, you know, to be defeated, but we have to accept and then reject it and go to war, okay? When we're attacked with a nuclear bomb, when we have gone to war, you bet we would have invaded China already. We would have bombed their navy into the oblivion and their air force. We would have made, you know, Beijing a parking lot. You know, you should see the people in Beijing. They're celebrating. They won about the bad old horrible USA. And they did it under Trump, who was supposed to be the big fighter. Only Trump failed. And they won, and Trump lost. Because Trump still, to this day, cannot get his mind around how evil can be. He still is, you know, delayed. That really, really pisses me off. You know, he's still not getting it, that you have to, you know, you can't just take criminality and attacks and World War III and being nuked and all that stuff and just sit there. You have to take action. And maybe he will if he overturns the election. I don't know. But one thing I will say is we are a free people. We have the right to open our businesses just because we have a bunch of Chinese governors. Now, our governor is obviously sold out to the Chinese, and she's working for the Chi-Coms, and as is China Joe, you know, the figuring she'll get a job as the administrator of health because she was the one that locked down the most. She treated her people here as slaves. She mistreated the people here the most, so she's up for the job in Biden's cabinet, Michelle Lujan Grisham. Arguably the most sinister, deranged psychopath, probably up in the, if not in the top five, she's in probably the top 10 or 15 in the world in terms of absolute ruthless, murderous intent. She just loves the suicides. If you bring up the suicides with her, she goes, "Oh, another Republican talking point." And she starts laughing. Seriously, it's hardcore. Hardcore, whoa. And because she was hardcore here and she overdid it more than anyone else, including Gretchen Whitmer. She beat Whitmer, you know, because she was competing for that job in Biden's cabinet to be the health minister. Because the health ministry today, you know, that's what it is. It's the dictator of the world. Right, through health, people are locked down. So that's the dictator. So she wants to be that dictator because she did it here. She had little old ladies shivering outside Walmart trying to get their medicine and you know, it went viral all over the world. Every newspaper picked up on it. And that just made the Biden administration all the more keen to hire her because she looks so ruthless. Because that's what they want to do is crack down. They want to punish the United States for having been free. Punish the U.S. for having had Trump, punish for not being conformed, and they want the USA to conform its people, you know, and people that are dissidents to be hauled off like they are in China, hauled off to camps. Now, the reason I won't see a universal Blumhouse picture is because it's got to be approved by the Chinese, so I'm not interested. I'm only interested in what's real, Blum, okay? Now, he's sold out for money, fine. You wanted money? You got this little franchise of kicking out these little horror films? Fine, but don't expect people that are really into art and into quality to just, you know, gobble up your mediocre shit. I saw one Blumhouse thing recently, and that's how I'm never going to do this again. Kevin Bacon in You Should Have Left. And it was Larry, our director, and I both saw one. I forget the name of it, but it was about this house. And, you know, the people played a trick on the person there, and they were basically trying to, you know, drive the wife of this guy to suicide. And the kids, you know, she's trying to get along with the kids, and they're playing tricks on her. It was so awful. Bad direction, bad acting, bad everything. And this is, you know, I think this is on purpose almost. That the whole point of, I did see one good film, not Blumhouse, but it was Unhinged with Russell Crowe, was, you know, kind of a good, you know, you forget it 5 minutes after you see it. It's not like Girl Next, where your keep stays with you, you know? And like some of Kubrick's films and Lynch's and, you know, good people. So here we have this situation. And I know David Lynch, he's coddled. He's got a series with TV series now with Netflix. So he's, you know, rocking and rolling with the, you know, it's hard to rectify Hollywood. You know, it's hard to, what's so hard for me is that, you know, all the auteurs, you know, the real people that would make films are not around, and they've been coddling the mediocre types who'll just kind of fill the box. And I think this has to do with China wanting to be superior in the art of film, in the festivals like Venice, Academy Awards, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, to be dominant there and to push down the artistry of Americans and the innovation. So the auteur directors, you know, the directors that have that voice, you know, that highly artistic voice and that special geniuses, are not so much wanted now. It's really more the, like I say, the mediocre or the politically correct, you know, people that will go up against the, you know, like, for example, in Unhinged, we have the unhinged, you know, 50s white male, fat, ugly, played by Russell Crowe expertly, and he's unhinged, and someone honks at him, he goes off, because the white man is unhinged. You know what I mean? It's unhinged at losing his white supremacy power. So that movie they can make all day long, but it's all propaganda. You know, Unhinged is propaganda. Is not just the Chinese use BLM, which they fund, and you know, the race card, and you know, basically they're trying to get rid of the any kind of you know, patriot sovereignty, people that believe in the Constitution. And it's not just ethnic. You know, they start with white people, but they really intend to get rid of everybody. Some of our greatest people for the Constitution are people from India and people from, you know, people who are out there in the front lines right now, like guys like Dr. Shiva and other people like that. You know, it goes against their narrative of the angry white guy. But still, they'll make a movie, The Angry White Guy. Russell Crowe, get him in there and have him just attack. He runs through children with knives. He in cold blood puts this guy out with a butter knife and a coffee cup right at the table at a diner. It's gruesome. And nobody bats an eye in terms of a censor. You know what I mean? And that but you know, it's so it is what it is. We just have to understand what it is, you know. And you know, our area of endeavor would be, you know, obviously we're gonna have to really kind of be smart, you know, in things that we choose to do, because I don't think anyone realized the COVID censors were going to be so critical to where they wouldn't allow just a decent, good movie into a festival because they're worried about the woke cancel culture and things like that. So that woke cancel culture is the Ministry of Propaganda and the Ministry of you know, the minders. They're working for the Chi-Coms, you know, woke, cancel culture, NBA, NFL, you know, multinational corporations are all under the rubric of the social score that China would append. And they use these racism, white supremacy, these various concepts to basically destroy any, you know, and divide and conquer. I mean, obviously, the whole idea is control. And those all those mechanisms I just mentioned, and, you know, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, whatever, they're all bought and paid for by global trillions of dollars. And the people that are actually in, say, BLM, the people that founded it, are capitalists. And they just got an output deal from Warner Brothers, I think for several million dollars in profits in their pocket to put out some films that will tell the story of, you know, white supremacy and how racist America is and how awful it is. So they got an output deal from Warner Brothers to tell that story. And the people themselves have been moving into mansions and driving exotic cars and, you know, living the American dream at the expense of anybody and everybody else. So they're not really communists, are they? They're not Marxists. They're not good Marxists. They're hypocrites. I try to point this out. They're, oh, you've been up you. I'm like, I don't care anymore. Fuck the USA. Fuck everybody. I don't give a shit. As far as I'm concerned, I'm completely disappointed with my fellow man because, you know, look what I have to deal with here. They just get in line and, you know, hope they can get through the day and then, you know, go make sure they get their medication at the Walmart pharmacy, then go home and sit there, blow their brains out, rather than fight back, which would be a lot less painful. It would have been a lot less painful had we just had a war here, you know, like a shooting war, like a. But the war was done differently. It was done with propaganda. It was done with, you know, the COVID, which I reported on COVID every single day since it started, and I've never had to retract one thing that I've said. I've been pretty accurate about the spread of it, who's spreading it, why, you know, the Chinese in cahoots with the UN and the global, the globalists and, you know, the Great Reset and all that to bring in a society where no one owns anything and everyone lives in a, you know, in a shoebox. And it's the most disgusting and horrible thing. This guy Klaus Schwab is a complete monster, maniac, idiot, fucking idiot. And he needs to be shut up. You know, and he's the guy writing the Bible for these people. They're so stupid, they have no idea. All they're going to bring about is the destruction of the human race, which is what they really want to do. They want a post-human world. They want dystopia. Their utopia is a dystopia. Squalor for you. They want Fritz Lang's 1927 movie. They want George Orwell 1984. That's what they want. You know, they want to punish you, citizen of Europe or here or wherever. They're just here to punish you. That's why they lock you down, to punish you, to break your will, to make sure you know you're a slave so you don't fight back. And after enough of that kind of conditioning, you'll be compliant enough to either, you know, go along with the rules, which most people will do, or get disappeared to a shelter, i.e. death camp. And I'm not going to go through it anymore. I mean, that's all. That's my rant on China. And I just want to make sure that a couple of key concepts were mentioned here. One, China believes it won, okay? China is celebrating by opening up all their factories. Everything's at full tilt right now, okay? China has surpassed in October the GDP of America. Of course, they're in the number one position now where they were being held back. And, of course, with COVID, they're calling COVID a masterstroke of in China, you know, the kill shot, where they recovered, of course, and nobody else did. So they are now in the position of supremacy. And they say, stupid Americans, they don't even know. They just lost the war. They got conquered. That's why they're being treated like that. You're being treated like prisoners of war. Americans, you're being treated like prisoners of war. You were conquered. You're told to stay in your homes. And, you know, and it's because you got conquered. You lost. Though in the end, I believe they lose. What I'm trying to do is inspire people right now through this talk to, you know, get up on your feet and fight back. And it could be with social media posts. It could just be with just having your mind. Look, just knowing that they believe you were conquered and they're treating you like the conquered slaves of any war from the past. Any war over the last 2, 3, 4, 5,000 years, when the conquering force comes in and conquers the people, they get locked down, you see, in order to teach them that they're subjects now of the Chinese government. They've been captured by the Chinese. And, you know, under the rubric of the auspices of the UN and, you know, obviously Davos, World Economic Forum, World Bank, WHO, et cetera, et cetera. That same, you know, group, you know, headed up by, Bill Gates and, Klaus Schwab and all these, Macron and all these entitled, privileged, spoiled brats. Usually it's the spoiled brats that want communism for everybody, but not for themselves. Right? They're like fifth, sixth generation wealth, that kind of thing. Or more. You have 10 generations or forever. Right? Like Che Guevara, wealthy. And he wants to head the revolutionary, if people really knew the truth, they wouldn't wear their t-shirt, but they don't know that they don't. You can't. I've given up. I figure if I can't teach anybody anything, not around here in New Mexico, they don't listen. They don't listen. I was in Sprouts the other day, and I had to wear a little gaiter, to get in the door. Then I put it up over my head, my eyes. I was wandering around like I was going to knock food over and stuff. I said, I can't see. I'm a slave. I can't see. Something to that effect. And they all got really scared, like, should they call the manager or whatever? I'm like, oh my God. I put my thing down, made sure my nose was out, And I start going, oh, I'm coughing. And then, I said, yes, I like a little space. I can't have space unless you scared little rabbits get out of my way. I'm going to look over the cheese and the meat and I don't need people crowding in. So just start a coughing fit. At some point, they're going to have the spot tracing before you get into the market, or before you can, they're working on that. But the tyrant here, she locked it all down based on fake testing, PCR tests, which basically are fake because they can find anything you want to find, in a person. They were originally made for HIV, to find HIV in a person. And so it's they're using it for this because they're able to manipulate the data any way they want. And basically they're told by their Chi-Com masters to keep these people locked down, punish them, teach them they're slaves. They can go out, get in the food line. They basically one step away from bread lines here. She has bread lines because the people won't fight back. So they're going to be, enslaved. But make no mistake about it. The world sees us. This is not the way I see us, potentially. What I'm just reporting, the world sees Americans now as slaves, having lost the COVID war. And predicts that the lockdowns will not end in 2 years, but the economy will. It will all be over in 2 years, and they will run everything. And people here will have nothing. And they will be replaced as well. Their properties will be taken over by Chinese. Their stores, their businesses, their restaurants. They're already, Silicon Valley giants are already buying up New York. Restaurants have closed, all that. They're buying it up. You see what I mean? They're buying it up. The shuttered businesses in California, the Chinese, Silicon Valley billionaires, those kind of guys. They're buying it up on pennies on the dollar. Pennies on the dollar. And they're going to have a world. It's sad that the people that, technically won World War II, and then the offspring of those people, and then their children, didn't learn from their parents. It takes sacrifice. It takes discipline. It takes having a vision. It takes something worth dying for. Well, nobody here is going to die for the Constitution or for freedom. They've been too, you know, the new generations have been given everything. They've never gone without a big widescreen TV or a, you know, a ride to wherever they need to go, or, you know, all the devices they can choke on in terms of computers and phones. They've never had to go without anything, whatever food they want, you know. And so they become a nation of, like, entitled, spoiled people. And, of course, they're going to start coming up with communism and the woke movement and the rest of it, because that's what they do when you get into the Lord of the Flies spirit. You know, the kids are going to want to take over with all their great wisdom from not suffering, because they didn't suffer really after the two generations after World War II didn't really suffer. Haven't had to sacrifice. Haven't, you know, really, you know, had to look reality square in the face and then move on. Now, I expect all of you really to move on despite the sad news, but to get up and move on, not to just be devastated and defeated. I do not speak defeat. I speak victory. The Lord is not one of defeat. The Lord is one of victory. Victory, victory, victory. Get that through your head. Here's a word you need to learn. Victory. Now, just because you were beaten here doesn't mean you have to start beating yourselves. It's victory, right? Accept no substitute. The Chinese need an answer from us. Trump didn't do it. I don't know what it's going to take to get him to buck up, or, you know, but maybe he's going to fight this media battle that the Chinese are running through the media that they own. I'm not sure, you know, exactly, it, you know, why people do and don't do what they should do. In the past, well, you just take any war, any country. When a country's invaded, they usually retaliate. They answer back with something. Well, this country was attacked and conquered by traitors within who locked down the people in the prison camps. You know, their own homes became prison camps because the masters who won the war demanded that. And then the people went along with it, saying, yeah, we're conquered, we're slaves, and started behaving as that. I don't know that there's anything I could do to motivate anyone. I'm, you know, kind of going to go on with my life, I guess, and just try to do the best I can given this situation. You know, I'm sorry that there, you know, that we just don't seem to have that patriotism. That you know, it's like if they rape your wife in front of you and they you know, cut her throat, that you don't do anything, you don't want to get hurt. You know, it's almost like, it's ugly to watch that, to think about that kind of thing, but it's sort of almost on that, or they take your children and you don't even so much as raise your voice as they take your children, even though you have every right to smash their faces in. You know, sometimes it's going to come to a fight at your front door. They come in to take your children, they come in to do something, and you either kill them or you go down. You may not live very long. But, I mean, it may come down to that. How about a... So, you know... Trish? Oh, thank you. Hold on.
Darling, there's a lot of people that are standing up.
I understand.
I've been watching the hearings. I watched the whole day yesterday.
I want to talk about China.
Okay. Keep talking about China, but there's a lot of people.
I know. I'm going to give our point of view now. I'm speaking victory. I'm not speaking defeat.
Right.
I'm never going to be. I'm not one of these people that's just going to give up. You know, their news media, they and the world and the World Bank and the UN, they're saying America was conquered, and it's going to take 2 years to make sure the people of conditioning for the people to become compliant slaves. You know, of the conquering force, which is, you know, what Kennedy warned about. I mean, people have been warning about this forever. And, you know, and I'm glad for the people that are standing up, at least politically, they're standing up against the very familiar election cheat, which has been going on my entire life, finally someone's doing something about it, and that's great. I'm puzzled about Trump's reaction to China. I don't really understand. I don't know that I will understand. If he does get back in office, I would hope that he would give a finally someone would give a response. I don't think Joe Biden would, because he's owned by China. He's called China Joe, and he's made billions in offshore accounts through them and through Hunter, and you know the sex trade, the human trafficking, and God knows what they're into. Probably snuff films, you know. I mean, who knows? Adrenochrome, whatever. You know, they're just knee deep in all that. You know, eyeball deep in it all. So they wouldn't make a response. They would just keep punishing the United States citizen until they comply with Chinese standards, which is basically the citizen scoring system. You know what I mean? Where you don't eat if you don't if you get a bad mark on your digital score. That means you don't eat, you don't get to do anything, you have to be perfect in your behavior in order to fly on planes. And you guys need to, okay, so one thing we can all do together, start studying the Chinese news. One good outlet, and you know, people call this conservative, but Epoch Times was started by the, Falun Gong people of in Hong Kong, who have been persecuted by the Chinese, and it's kind of got a, it's originally a Chinese paper, and it's really gone, it's gone big. It's on the conservative side of things, but it's also on the truth side of things. And it's a good way to get a glimpse. Also, there are correspondents in China that are working for some of these big outlets and you know, big news outlets. And they will tell you, too, about the Chinese celebrations for the COVID attack. They call it in China the COVID weapon, quote, the COVID weapon, unquote, okay? They call it the COVID weapon. I just learned that yesterday. And they're like, congratulations for the COVID weapon that gave us, you know, superiority. In other words, they're the king of the world right now because of the COVID weapon that they launched intentionally on the world for the purpose of getting power, which they did and they succeeded. But it's a mistake to say that we weren't conquered, because when you're locked down by the governors, who obviously work for the Chinese, they're traitors to America. But when you're something like a Red Dawn scenario, if there's invaders coming in, they would get the governors to be the ones who keep the people in the prison camps. The governors and the various people will be the ones, you know, responsible for policing the new slaves, the conquered people. So, you know, that makes sense that they're the ones doing the lockdowns, because they're the ones who have to answer directly to the Chinese. They don't answer to Americans. In fact, nobody in Washington seems to answer to Americans anymore. And, you know, it's just the people that need to be dealt with and need to be turned, you know, turned by, you know, political correctness, stupidity, lowering IQ rates, that sort of thing, lowering birth rates, IQ rates, all that, so that eventually through natural attrition, the Chinese can come replace the people here. And it's mainly the Chinese, because they have the huge populations and they need to expand. And so the United States is their target. That's why they're all celebrating, because they get to come here, or their children get to come here, and they get to be running things here. That's why they're going to be teaching Mandarin up in all the schools will eventually teach Mandarin. That will be the new thing. But if you're an artist, you can't work in Hollywood, because that would compromise you. In other words, you would not be able to be the person that you are as an artist. You could sell out for money, I suppose, but you wouldn't be really taken seriously in the long run, because that's going to be reserved for the winners, the Chinese. The real directors that are going to come forth and win the Academy Awards and all that are all going to be Chinese, or just some alternative. They won't be, you know, white American males. That's got to be eradicated. So you're, you know, the only hope you have, if you're have that in your blood, or you got the creative urge or whatever, you're going to have to do like the rest of us, and then you have to go independent. That means, yeah, private investor, private financing. You know, it's delays, you know, years to get something done, you know. So, you know, rather than just, being like, you know, like a McDonald's Blumhouse where you just crank it out, you know, one every 2 weeks. And the people are just used to like that sort of fast food movie thing. You're 90 minutes, no more than that, right? But charge a lot when it goes to VOD because it was out in the theaters, which is the whole scam. But in the theaters, so you can get $20 a pop for VOD. Doesn't go to the theaters, it's $4.99. So there you go. Do the math. I'm very happy to be independent. I've always been independent because people really just don't understand me, you know? Anyway, my China rant is over. And, you know, Trish is working on the side of, you know, she doesn't give up ever. And she's working on the side of, you know, wanting more protests, wanting more people out in the streets to demand that the government, you know, serve the people rather than, you know, serving foreign, you know, occupying forces. The problem is that they won with the COVID. So they actually do garner the respect and the, you know, they do have the right to tell our government what to do. Unless we take it back. And the only way we could take it back would be to respond at long last to this attack. And I just ask people, what's so wrong with responding? Because then it would go nuclear, we'd all be dead. Now, there'll be a lot of people dead. But I mean, if you don't respond, that bully, like if you don't respond, and what happens in a prison when you go to prison? Someone chooses you off in the yard, you don't respond. They're going to kick you around and make you a slave and to just make your life totally miserable, even kill you for the rest of your life unless you stand up. Even if you lose, at least you get some respect. And that's the part. We're not respected because we did not respond. Here's another big, big thing that's going on that people are not talking about. We are not respected because we didn't respond. And solely for that reason. Solely and uniquely for that one reason. Because we didn't respond, we don't get the respect of the world. And also the military told Trump they're not going to respond no matter what he orders. So that's the pickle that we're in. The military is run by the UN, Davos, whatever. They run it. The president has no power as commander-in-chief over the forces. I believe he's tried to get the special forces on his side recently. And that's not, you know, the giant army. I mean, that's special forces. So that's some protection for him. But not enough to invade China. And when I say invade, you know, it's a combination of military strikes, obviously, on assets that would be used to kill our people, used in war. Satellites, space, you know, space wars. Which they make fun of Trump. They have a series called Space Force on Netflix that just makes fun of anyone who would think something like that. When we have wars going on with satellites, we've got satellite wars. And it's foolish to not think that that's a problem. But you know, Hollywood works for the Chi-Coms. And they're going to tell you nothing like that exists. And if you think that, you must be a white supremacist. Or something. You know, whatever the label of the week is. And, you know, I was absolutely amazed, you know, that these simple truths that I've said today, these very simple, conceptually simple truths, you know, invader, the one invaded, the lockdowns, you know, the sign that of a conquered people. Is there anything about that you don't understand? You know, is there something about being a conquered people that's why they're locked down? Now, if we're a free people, the governors would not be allowed to lock you down since the lockdowns have nothing to do with science, right? They just use all that COVID as a continuing. They continue the Chinese attack, which is COVID, and they get on board with COVID, which is the Chinese, and they lock us down because they won with a single invasion. And then the people, you know, obviously who lost the war are going to be locked down because they have to be trained and retrained how to be good citizens in a China world. So that to me makes a lot of sense. you know, it makes a lot of sense. And, you know, if I were them, I'd probably, you know, do the same thing. If I were evil, I, you know, just want to control people. There's, you know, nothing beyond that of this world, you know, so it's all about that. Yeah, you conquer the people, you put them under slavery, you control them. But if you guys want the lockdowns to end, and you want to go back to the movie theaters or the hotels or wherever you want to go, or boating, or, you know, just being what you were, the only way to go back to what we were is to respond to China first and foremost, and then whoever's left standing will have the bona fides to stand tall and in freedom. And the cowardly thing is not going to work. That's kind of slithering by and hoping that, you know, down the road it's going to get better and things like that. That's, unfortunately, that's very naive thinking, you know, to think that someone's going to give you your freedom back without you earning it. And the world just doesn't work that way. The way the world works is, you know, if you want your freedom, you'd have to take it. And, you know, all of the militias in the United States have been infiltrated by FBI. So they've been turned, right, into, like, informant. You know, you've seen this over the last 50 years. You've seen there are no militias in the United States. There is no big biker gang that's going to come to the rescue of Trump. There is no, you know what I mean? There's none of that. In fact, the people that are protesting, you know, usually are not even armed. And the people that are armed are more than the people that are armed by the FBI, which is the, and the alphabet soup agencies, which is the Antifa and people like that, because they're part of the establishment now. They're used as the, you know, the brown shirts or whatever, you know, like Hitler. Used as those kind of, you know, sort of, they'll eventually be the Stasi, where they're going to investigate, you know, use contact tracing to investigate, you know, social media to see what people have said, what people have done, what their record is, and used to determine where they stand in terms of society. Now, how did it get this bad? Well, I think we all thought that, you know, and I put myself in there, right in there with you. I'm no better. We all thought that, you know, we were getting along because we had a global economy that seemed to be pretty good. Some people disgruntled with it. There were wage slaves, but the idea was to get those wages up and through productivity. And, you know, it was slowly happening, but, of course, not fast enough to give the whole world relief. But I think people felt fairly comfortable with the economy, and they felt comfortable with the games and the NFLs and the, you know, the entertainment business and the vacations and the motorcycles and the culture in general. I think people felt fairly complacent, like the Chinese are our friends. We're not really going to hassle each other. We are codependent on one another. And American productivity is good. It's really getting even better. Much more, you know, factories at home, independent energy source. First time ever that America became an independent, which is another reason for the invasion, becoming that independent energy source, right? And you know that the Biden administration and anybody who's a globalist wants to end that right away. And so it just seemed that America was so vital that it was, you know, above or beyond being invaded. And no one ever saw, you know, a COVID, you know, COVID, which is really about the digital ID, you know, ID of all citizens. It's really about the mark of the beast. And no one ever thought that that would be such a kill shot. No one thought that the Americans would go ahead and comply and lock themselves in their houses. They didn't know what that's something the Chinese would do. But they never thought the Americans would do it. And then when they started doing it, then they started adding the mask and the social distance, you know what I mean? Started cutting down the, you know, Disneyland and the movie theaters and the whatever the attractions would be. They started cutting down on those. Restaurants, any kind of comfort, you know, any kind of cultural thing that was there before, they wanted to get rid of. History, statues, you know, Columbus, you know, presidents of, you know, America, you know, they believe America should never have been founded and you know, whatever, well, you know, no USA at all. And that's a globalist statement, no USA at all. They want a globe. They don't want nation states. And then they make the young people seem virtuous by screaming their chants of the white billionaire class that runs them. So the irony of that is just delicious. I could write about that all day. In fact, I'm going to go back to writing. I've got to process this. I just can't stand it. It's the stupidity of people that it's the uneducated thinking they have something to say, like celebrities that never read a book. You know what I mean? Lecturing people because they're considered influencers. This is straight out of, you know, Mao Zedong. You know, this is amazing. These people don't even know what they've lost, and they don't seem to care as long as they can. You know, and eventually they'll take everything away. You know, they'll reclaim the land, and you know, you can't reclaim the land here unless you feel you own it. And the only thing that would make you feel like you own it is if you have conquered and achieved. If you've won, then you have the right to come in and take the land. Okay, so my instruction to the president would be this, my suggestion, not instruction, you know, I don't care how late it is in the game. First of all, don't concede before you respond to China. And if you can't respond, then you need to arrest generals of the military and throw them into Gitmo until you do get a command that will listen. And that's what I would do. I would respond to China. I know it's risky, but I think the alternative is far worse for humanity and for the human spirit than you know, when a bully's on the block and they destroy your economy and they drive you up from $2 trillion in debt to $14 trillion, I think you need to retaliate. Now, anything less than that will equal failure in the future. Just like 9/11, because we didn't respond to 9/11, they've beaten the shit out of us ever since, the Bush family. Beating the frickin' shit out of us ever since. You know, DHS, you know, TSA, mass surveillance, you know. Had we just stood up to that and put the Bush family in Gitmo and arrested the perpetrators that did that thing, of, you know, whoever they were, the military, wherever they were. Had we just done that, right now we'd be in much stronger shape. But we didn't. We just ducked our heads and we just hoped it would go away. So now, you see, here we are with the cheating, and I'm going to address that right now. The Democrat Party has always cheated. It's, you know, just part of, you know, light and dark, you know, two different brands of this, you know, same thing. One's good, one's evil. One's light, one's dark. Well, the Democrats have always been cheaters. As far back as I can remember. I don't say all Democrats. I have friends who are Democrats and they don't cheat. You know, they're honest people. So there's like two kinds. But there's basically that's what comes from. It doesn't really come from the Republican Party. They wouldn't, you know, to be honest, they wouldn't even know how to cheat. You know what I mean? They're kind of dumb in a way in that sort of street smart way of, you know, the shell game. But anyway, it's very sophisticated, the cheating. And it did happen. For the first time in my lifetime, they got caught. And it's been exposed. I've seen the evidence now. And the reason they got caught is because Trump would have wanted such a landslide that they had to keep getting tremendous amounts of extra votes to the point where they gave Biden more votes than Obama had in order to put him over the top. So they had to keep having truckloads of votes coming in after the thing was called. So it was right in your face. Now, if the American people let this go at the first thing I would do as president is I would, you know, round up the media, arrest them all, because they're not the media, they're propagandists. I would get rid of them. You know, they'd be in prison for being enemies of the state. Find something, you know, tax evasion. I don't know, figure out something way to put them away. And I would take care of that, and then I would, you know, take care of the whole thing. Dominion, all those guys would be, of course, in jail. And, you know, it would, there'd be no more of this machine voting and backdoors and Soros and all that. All those guys would be rounded up. They need to go into special shelters is where they would be. All their money would be repatriated to the American people to pay the debts that they actually raised on us. And I would take care of China and that, and I'd do it all. And about a year or two later, by Jove, you'd have a country. Same thing with the rhino. Those rhinos that want to go invade Iraq and kill all kinds of kids and everything, they'd be gone too, both sides. I'm not partisan to any side. Now, I'll tell you what's going to happen, probably. If, you know, give you an if-then scenario. If Trump concedes, I think what would happen is, at that point, the Republican Party would be over forever. And there may be a new party that comes up, like maybe the American or Americans or Patriot Party, or I don't know, some kind of thing, alternative. But it would be, you know, it would be, you know, there would be no Republicans. There would be something else, like I say. Because there's a lot of people that think the way we're thinking right now, that want to do something, but they're not. They would have to form a group because they can't, you know, nobody's listening. The media has already said there's no cheating, and the, you know, they said that hydroxychloroquine didn't work. You know what I mean? When it was 100% effective for you know, all around the world, and they actually squelched it. They kicked us off social media. We were kicked off YouTube like everybody else, and so they're going after the little guys. Now I'm a little guy on there. I'm kind of a little guy that has a wide reach, though, because I'm on so many platforms, so you get rather than all in one place, right? So I kind of lasted a little longer. I changed my name to Expand Aware, and that backed them off for about, I don't know, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, maybe 6 months. And then, but what happened then is they finally caught up with me. And they were going to do it anyway. I didn't want to make a change right then. And, you know, I'm still the Zeff Report. You can still find me as Zeff Dad. I didn't hide. I just put another name right up on the front to distract when the last time they flagged me. And then finally I got, like, you know, all the strikes. And, you know, that was basically they wouldn't let me post again. So, you know, goodbye. All the content they removed, and because if one podcast was hateful to the community, what that means is they all were, because I'm the same guy, you know. Like this talk about the Chinese and stuff, this is basic truth. It's not partisan, like left or right. It has to do with truth. It has to do with philosophy more than political party or politics. And my philosophy is, if, you know, a guy comes along, you know, invades you, destroys your economy, destroys the people here, the suicide rates, and say, you know, this is a conquered country, I would retaliate just for the soul of the country to retain dignity and respect, which is so important to survival on the world stage. And the reason it didn't happen is because so many have sold out to the Chinese, to the Chinese Communist Party. And that's why there was no answer. Trump got rolled. He thought he had friends. And he didn't. He had traitors. He had no one to back him up on the Chinese. So he tried to, you know, have strong rhetoric and tried to have sanctions. And nobody was going along with it. They're all bowing down. And when they locked us in prison, You know, when we got locked down, I felt what it really felt like to be a prisoner of war. You know, not in a harsh camp somewhere, but this idea of being locked down. And then I knew it wasn't Michelle Lujan Grisham. I knew she works for the Chinese, too. I knew she was doing this as an act of war. She's like the warden, you know, and the people don't know they've been conquered. And so she has to gradually condition them, you know, and she's got the contact tracing now and removing people to different shelters and picking up the homeless, making sure they, and vans, you know, making sure they get to shelter where they could be taken care of. You know, this is right out of the Nazi playbook. It's more Nazi than anything else. And she's doing all of it, along with the New Mexico Department of Health, another group of criminals that should be adjudicated. She should be on tribunal. She should be under some kind of Nuremberg tribunal as to, you know, and ask questions like, why did you, if you knew the PCR tests were faulty, why did you make all these decisions? If there were 10% less people in the hospitals the day you decided to lock down for your two-week, quote, reset, unquote, why'd you use that word? And the hospitals were less full than they were a year ago, before COVID. Why did you do it? Why did you destroy all the New Mexico businesses if there's a 99.7% chance overall of survival? Why did you punish the healthy people along with the sick and destroy all the economy of New Mexico and make it last in the world? Why did you do that if you know, the people can't recover? Listen, right now it's going to be one or two decades, probably 20 years to recover if people are allowed to go back to work, which is now kind of doubtful. Well, because the Chinese are coming in to buy up all the businesses. So, you know, those would be the questions, you know what I mean? It would be like, why did you punish, you know, your own people? It's because they were conquered and, you know, I was appointed to, you know, to do the lockdown, to condition the people as per our Chinese masters. You know, to eventually let the people know they're slaves, right, by lockdowns. They don't have the right to have businesses. They don't have the right to, to be able to go, come and go freely. And so, you know, they need to learn how to be obedient. And the best way to make them obedient is to keep locking them down over and over and over again. So we have one lockdown. Now we have this. There was no second wave, by the way, folks. So this lockdown is completely arbitrary. But it's buoyed up by the PCR testing. In other words, get the testing up to be many more people per day, and the numbers go up, and then the justification of the lockdown. Okay, so all of this she knows about. You know, it's funny, whenever these people are like, there's another health person in L.A., as soon as they voted for people not to be able to eat in outdoors in restaurants, they were caught eating in a restaurant. Folks, when they go to a restaurant, they work for the Chinese, so they're elites in the Chinese world. So when they go to restaurants, they don't wear masks or anything like that. They go there, they laugh at all of you, you know, for doing all that and for wearing your mask and being 6 feet away and as if that's going to stop anything. And they laugh at you all and they go about having them go to Hawaii. They're very wealthy now and they're sent all over the world and given perks in exchange for locking you down. That's why there were rumors that MLG, Michelle Lujan Grisham, went to Hawaii with the California health ministers. So it's all part of the same plan, and the plan will continue until people are locked down and secured. And the idea is, you know, obviously to remake the world into the Great Reset and Agenda 21, Agenda 30, and, you know, pull that all together, and that'll be the governing body would be the UN at that point. And with Chinese playing a leadership role in this kind of faux takeover, but they would really be the leaders, the Chinese. If that's okay, if that's all I've got to say about it, I've become aware of, you know, some problems with the censors where, you know, they're censoring, they're trying to censor independent films from getting through the pipeline, you know, like, and they're, you know, basing it on, you know, one guy telling me that at our film festival, we don't even allow films that have any, you know, the violence to women. And I said, well, in this one, Russell Crowe, he was violence to not just women, but girls, children. And somehow that was fine because it kind of fit the narrative. You see, there is that censorship going, not just YouTube, but it's going on with movies, books, everything. And we're becoming aware of this. So we have to start adapting. Now we're trying to tell our stories within the confines of those rules, but tell the story anyway, which is going to be how we have to do it, because it's just gotten to be global monitoring. Yeah, so where they follow you around if you're a storyteller, you tell a story they don't that seems subversive to them, they will follow you around. Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people think it's too late to do anything about all this. I don't. I think where there's a will, there's a way. That with God, all things are possible, and I'm just going to emphasize that right now. That basically, you know, the Lord is the way. And if the Lord inspires us to take back freedom, by Jove, we will. I know that the cowardice doesn't get us anywhere. I know that, you know, sheepishly bowing down is not going to work. They don't have you in the future. It's going to just wind up being a road to death. So we might as well, you know, stand up, because otherwise, you know, it's just going to be kind of like, you know, every week will be another disappointment. And I don't think we want that. So kudos to those guys getting out in the streets and, you know, around the voting. That's good. You know, we should not allow voting. There should be as many Democrats as Republican little people joining in these protests. This affects both the left and the right. I'm sure that most normal Republicans and Democrats, just average people that aren't in on the fix or in on all these schemes, I'm sure they would want honest voting. I think that's all anyone wants. And that's just really an important thing. Anyway, I'm going to go. This is Zeph Daniel here, and we're, you know, continuing on after YouTube. I think I just want to pray in Jesus' name. Lord, we just pray to lift up everybody into, you know, courage and foresight and wisdom, and Lord, your wisdom, and Lord, confidence that you will see us through. And faith, because faith is what we have right now, and that's what we have to fight back with. Lord, you've shown me that through faith all things are possible, so I ask for a double portion of faith for everyone listening today. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah, we have to understand that faith, you can't go out with no faith, because you see what happens. So you got to have faith. You know, some good news, the UK is 30% down, they're reporting on their COVID cases. You know, I know, not get too excited about that, but it looks like they're bringing it down again, letting people have a little bit of freedom. They're not supposed to let you have freedom, but it looks like that's happening. So anyway, the other thing is the Chinese realize that they need people to buy their goods. And if everyone's locked down, they can't do it themselves. So there is that silver lining, okay? But at the same time, they shouldn't get a pass for what they did with COVID. The fact that they're celebrating right now is disgusting. Anyway, in Jesus' name, blessings, and we'll see you next time.